My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He's a Republican representing the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He has recently been reelected once again to that seat, and he joins me now to offer his reaction to what the president has finally said in response to all those videos that came out last week, and I guess they're still coming out, from Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber, suggesting things such as transparency or lack thereof was a key to passing Obamacare because they couldn't tell people that the mandate was a tax and that young and healthy people would be essentially paying for the health care costs of older and less healthy people. And the term stupidity of the American voter was thrown in there as well. Here's what the president had to say about his reaction to that.
Did you mislead Americans about the taxes, about keeping your plan in order to get the bill passed?
No, I did not. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters is no reflection on the actual process that was run. We had a year-long debate, Ed. I mean, go back and look at your stories. The one thing we can't say is that we did not have a lengthy debate or that it was not adequately covered.
Ed Henry of Fox News asking the question there. Congressman, you've been following this debate as closely as anyone else. A couple questions here. First of all, what do you make of the president clearly distancing him and his administration from Jonathan Gruber, who until the past couple of weeks was believed to have played a major role here?
Well, thanks so much, Greg, for having me on. This is really distressing because at the time we were saying the kinds of things that Jonathan Gruber, who was instrumental in formulating this law, this wasn't a peripheral actor. I've shared the stage with Jonathan Gruber when we were debating on occasion this piece of legislation when it was in 2009 and 10. And he was a principal advisor paid over $400,000 by this administration. Granted, he wasn't on the White House staff, but he was a contract employee to the administration for this piece of legislation. And we would make these accusations that you weren't being honest, you weren't being truthful with the American people. You're trying to say that the taxes won't be increased when, in fact, we know that they will. And they were just being deceitful. And the president then continues this fiction that he didn't know who this guy was, in essence, is what he said. Well, that's nonsense. Jonathan Gruber has been to the White House on over a dozen occasions over the past couple of years, and the White House knows exactly who he is. He was their individual who helped be the architect for Obamacare, and it's just so sad that the president, again, believes that the American people are naive and aren't able to handle the truth.
The second part of his response there, Congressman, was that, look, how could we have possibly not been transparent here? We had a very long debate. It lasted well over a year into my presidency before we finally got this thing passed in Congress. It was covered exhaustively in the media. So how could I have possibly been deceiving the American people? What's your reaction to his defense on that front?
Well, it was a long debate. The problem is that one side of it, his side, the president's side, wasn't telling the truth. You'll remember, as your listeners will, that he said that if you liked your doctor, you could keep your doctor. Well, we know that's not true. He said if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We know that's not true. They also said that costs weren't going to go up. They were going to go down for the American people on an average $2,500 per family. In fact, they've gone up by about an average of $25,000 to $3,000 per family. So when one side isn't bound by the truth, they can say anything they want. And that's exactly what the president did. That's exactly what his administration did. And that's why it was able to pass the House of Representatives. They were not transparent, and the American people were hoodwinked. And I believe many in Congress didn't know what they were voting on and should be held accountable.
You've got the Gruber comments. You obviously have pretty clear results from the midterm elections, and you just have a new Gallup poll out today showing record-high disapproval for Obamacare and record-low approval, 56% opposed, 37% in favor. How much of a perfect storm is this incoming Republican majority in both the House and Senate looking at when it comes to addressing this law?
Well, we've been trying to address the inaccuracies and the fallacies of this law ever since it was introduced, but certainly when we took over in the House after the 2010 election. But the problem that we have, as you well know, Greg, and your listeners know well because they know about the Constitution and the rule of law and how we formulate legislation in this country and have it adopted, it requires a presidential signature. And the president's going to have to engage in an honest way, in a sincere way, if we're able to move on beyond the incredible onerous activity that this law has created for so many people across this country.
So obviously that would suggest that he's not going to sign a full repeal, clearly. Do you think, based on what you've seen from him in the 2 weeks since the midterms, that he's open to even fairly popular minor changes to the law, such as the medical device tax and so forth?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, so I always hold out hope that he will come to his senses. But I think that there are some major things that can be done, should be done. And remember, this president now has delayed or voided over 30 specific pieces of this legislation and extended their enactment in terms of time. One of the big ones was the employer mandate, pushed that off until after the 2016 election. There are things that we should be doing to make this much more workable for real people. We need to be putting patients and families and doctors in charge of healthcare decisions, not Washington, D.C. And there are some changes that we could institute that would move us in that direction. I'm for a full repeal because I think the law is flawed from the very first step. As Jonathan Gruber states, it was passed with all sorts of deceitful representations by the administration and their representatives. But, as you say, the president is unlikely to sign a full repeal of the law, but we should be working in the direction of making it so that patients and families and doctors are making medical decisions, not the administration, not Washington, D.C.
What's your advice? What's your gut tell you about the best strategy for addressing this in the new Congress, while obviously we have a Democratic president who sees this as his signature legislative achievement? Some say, hey, put the full repeal out there. He's going to say no, but at least the American people know where you are. Others say, try to find that common ground, and some say all the above. So what's your take?
Well, and I would be in the all-of-the-above camp. I think you've got to pass a full repeal piece of legislation through both the House and the Senate, again, so the American people know who the good guys are on this issue and who's standing in the way of what the American people want. American people want this law repealed. They want a system for health care that respects patients and families and doctors. They want to make certain that we have a patient-centered system that responds and is flexible and is responsive to patients and families, not to Washington, D.C., and not to insurance companies. There are wonderful ways to do that. We've been pushing a piece of legislation, as you well know, for the past three Congresses, and we'll do it in the next Congress. This Congress, the number is H.R. 2300. We call it the Empowering Patients First Act. We're currently working on the next iteration of that we will introduce shortly after the first of the year. So there are ways to solve the challenges of health coverage, health cost, the insurance difficulties that people have, and we can decrease the cost significantly in the healthcare arena. We can do all of that without putting Washington in charge of a doggone thing.
Congressman, that's certainly another part of this debate that we'll get to another time, about the accusation that Republicans don't have an alternative, and you've certainly been at the forefront of that. For now, sir, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Thanks so much, Greg. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.